Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, it's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. We visit with Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish and also Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison discussing fairness for farmers. Werdish says it comes down to a fair price for our farmers.
We did started a campaign, Fairness for Farmers, last fall, I believe it was. You know, it does, you said it goes to our core. It does go to our core. That's really why, one of the primary reasons that Farmers Union was started back in 1902, because we weren't getting a fair price for the commodities you're selling. And then a few years later, we started, you know, the input side. Weren't getting a fair price on the input side. And, you know, it really goes in Minnesota here. You know, Farmers Union, we played a major role in starting what is now called CHS cooperatives. And, you know, I always point out to the on the oil side, a lot of times on the oil side, we started that one because the oil company, and back then it was probably just Standard Oil, wouldn't deliver to a farm. You know, and granted, back then farmers didn't use a lot of fuel, but even kerosene they would have needed and stuff like that. They had to go to the town with their 5-gallon pails or whatever it was and get it. You know, we started a Farmers Union Cooperative Oil Company. So we're right back here now. Again, you know, we've never really left, I guess. Concentration and competition has always been a major issue, and it goes back to fairness of farmers. The farmers just need a fair price to survive on your selling stuff, and we need a fair price on the input side. You know, there was a lot of attention brought to the meatpacking industry when the COVID-19 hit, you know, primarily the beef packing side, where you heard packers are making as much as $1,800 a head profit, and ranchers and farmers sometimes are selling that animal at a loss. That not only hurts, you know, the farmer, but it hurts the local community, because the less dollars that farmer had spent in his local community weren't there. And on the worst side, you know, when Packers and Stockyards Act got passed in 21 to break up the large packers, which at that time was 5, controlling the same amount of production as we have now. But in the beef side, 2 of the companies are owned by Brazilian companies, and in the pork side, you got one owned by a Chinese company. So when the packers are making those extreme profits, which was unfair to the consumer because they were paying a high price too, but those packers went offshore. They didn't even stay in our local community. So we think that, you know, COVID-19 brought to the forefront the problems that we've been fighting for a long time. So, it all gets back to fairness for farmers needing a fair price.
Comments from Attorney General Keith Ellison, and I mentioned, Mr. Ellison, when it comes to on the state level, what can be done when it comes to trying to reach some fairness when it comes to competition?
You know, what we can do is use our state antitrust statutes. Well, we do have some authority because we have state antitrust statutes, and we can use federal statutes as well. But look, way back in 1890, the Sherman Antitrust Act was passed. People know, and economists know, and everybody knows, farmers know, that competition is good for markets. It's good for prices for consumers. It's good for everyone except the monopolists, perhaps. But at a state level, we are banding together as attorneys general. I have come together with my colleagues who are in other states, both Republican and Democrat. And we have, urged the Justice Department to pursue federal investigation into market concentration and potential price fixing in the cattle industry. We also, I co-led a letter of 16 attorneys general asking for the USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack to improve competition in meatpacking processing industry and help farmers, ranchers, and consumers in Minnesota across the country. And so we've also, at the Minnesota Attorney General's office, increased our staffing for antitrust. We need more folks who are filing these cases.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning, as we talk about Fairness for Farmers campaign led by Farmers Union. Gary Werdish, Minnesota Farmers Union president, he's joining us, and Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. I mentioned Ellison as well, as some folks may say, you know what, this train is way too far down the tracks. It's hard to redo some of the things we haven't done in trying to fuel more competition. as they refer to the big four in the meatpacking industry and such. And some are saying, well, it's a battle maybe not worth fighting, but Ellison says you got to start somewhere.
I would just say look at the 1890s. Look at what we call the Gilded Age of, in the United States history, when you had market concentration probably similar to what it is now. And what did people do? Farmers, got together, not just farmers, but all people all throughout our society, and they demanded that there be fair competition. They demanded that their economies be fair and that everybody have an opportunity to thrive and that unfair advantage could not be taken against people, and that we had lower barriers to entry, so we had more products, more entrepreneurialism, more startups. You know, so, you know, I would just say take a page out of history and see that there is a burgeoning movement. It's a bipartisan movement. And you probably have seen a number of developments on the in the tech world. People, Facebook, Amazon, others, you know, we're looking at them. We're working to deconcentrate those markets. But we're doing it. We've done it before. We can do it again. Some big companies and big industries need to be just broken up. Others just need to be regulated, but we cannot allow a system of rampant, unfair competition to go forward because it's bad for our society.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish also shared some comments on those who may think it's too late to do something.
One thing as a farmer, you know, you're always optimistic. You wouldn't be a farmer if you weren't optimistic because, you get up or you're dealing with unknown forces. You got the weather, that you don't have any control over, but and we don't have any control over these markets. You know, we're just asking for a fair price. The administration has, with the president's executive orders on competition, we're hopeful on that. The USDA is going to be rewriting the rules on the GIPSA law, and so there's opportunities here. You know, are we going to get the four broken up? We don't know. But if we don't try and do something to just get more transparency in the markets, so the farmers actually get a price. You know, we had talked to one hog producer this morning, and it was a relatively large size hog producer, but he gave one day's example in the hog market. There was 4,000 hogs that were sold that day on the cash market, and 468,000, I believe, were processed that day. Well, that 1% is somewhat dictating the contracts on them 468,000. So is that fair? And especially if there's no transparency, that's not a fair market. You know, we're at the minimum, we're asking for transparency, but, you know, if we could break them up, that'd be great. But, you know, I am a realist, too, at the same time, but I know if we don't do anything, we get nothing. We certainly have to try, and there are things that we can get done. You know, as Keith said, this is a bipartisan issue. It affects you. It doesn't matter which lever you pull and you go into the voting booth. It doesn't matter that. It doesn't matter how large or how small of a farmer you are, or your consumers in your small communities. It's hitting our rural communities hard. Every time we lose a farm family off the farm, we have less people supporting the various industries throughout that community, the grocery stores, and that many less people or students going to school. So this is everybody's best interest. Competition. You know, we advocate a lot for a free market. We're asking, as farmers, we're asking for a fair free market. And I think everybody, you know, politically, that and everybody agrees on that issue. It's very bipartisan.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish and Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison joining us on our Central Minnesota Farm Report. As once again, Farmers Union, they are leading this campaign called Fairness for Farmers and giving some details. We'll get more coming up here this week on how folks can share their stories with Fairness for Farmers on this campaign. Go to the Minnesota Farmers Union or National Farmers Union website for links and additional information. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon.